This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on our radar about 40 days ago. The name of the company is Quantum Numbers Corp, and you want to listen up and take a look at this company because I believe they're at their very base of their yield curve line, and I think you're going to hear some great things in the next two or three quarters from this company. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol QNCCF, and if you're up there in Toronto, look them up. You can find them on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol QNC. I also like to say thank you to our new sponsor, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site providing you all the info you need for the OTC markets to make a smart decision on buying penny stocks. And with us today of this company, he's the CEO and the director of it, is Francis Bellido. Francis, welcome to the show.
Hello, hi, and nice to be with you. Yeah.
Before we get started in the Q&A, give my listeners just a little bit of a backstory of who you are and what your company does.
Okay, so my name is Francis Bellido. I'm a scientist, a PhD in science from University of Geneva in Switzerland. I also have actually a pretty eclectic background because I have also an MBA specialized in finance. So I've been now over 35 years, a career in life science, IT, and financial industries in many, many different positions. You know, I worked 4 years in the U.S. for Eli Lilly, a big pharma company. From last January, I joined actually a company here in Quebec and in Montreal that was a sort of a spin-off of University of Sherbrooke, also in Quebec. And this company, QNC, Quantum Numbers Computer Corporation, is developing what we call the next generation of cryptographic solutions that are based, I think, on the new technologies, the game, we believe, could be a game changer in the cybersecurity space. It's called quantum random numbers generators, or abbreviated QRNGs. And I think the ambition of the company is to develop the smallest, most reliable, and most performant, more affordable QRNG that is in the market today.
What exactly is quantum technology?
Okay, so quantum technologies is probably everybody heard about it. It's a new industry actually that relies basically on just divided into three big categories. All the technologies take advantage actually of the quantum properties, and quantum physics is something a little bit esoteric, you know, that probably people have heard during their secondary school, but it's usually fairly complex to understand because it doesn't respond to the same laws of physics that the physics that we see all over us, it's called Newtonian physics. Quantum physics has very esoteric properties. It's the physics of the infinity small. But these technologies, when they are controlled, and domesticated, can actually revolutionize actually how the economy is going to work, and probably change our lives. Everybody's starting to hear about the quantum computers that are probably looming, and they will probably become mainstream in 3 or 4 years. And these computers have thousands of times the power, of the current computers. So one of the consequences of these computers, and it's directly related to what we're doing, and the threat, in fact, is going to dramatically increase the current, even already complicated situation that we have with cybersecurity. And it will make, every single solution that's been developed today in cybersecurity completely crackable, because these computers will be so powerful that they will be able to crack anything, and any encryption key, for example.
Let's talk about cyber mentality, if you will. Why do you think quantum random number generator is going to eliminate the weapon against that?
I mean, I think we believe that the QRMGs are potentially the ultimate weapon against cyber criminality, because, as I said before, they are a game changer in the space of cyber security. But to be able to answer that question, I may need to say a few words on how today communication security over the internet is designed. So without getting too complex, you know, and I mean, security, is basically, you know, it relies on public key crypto system, like probably you heard about RSA. It's one of the oldest one that use encryption algorithm, you know, to basically ensure the security of communication and transmission of data over the internet. However, the strengths of these encryption algorithms depend on the quality of the random numbers that are used to generate the encryption keys, okay? However, these random numbers that are used today in encryption keys are generated by specialized software, and meaning that, you know, the encryption is not bulletproof and essentially can be cracked because, in fact, they are not really random numbers. And that's one of the problems today, actually, and particularly, I think, when you mentioned today, just a few minutes ago, that with the emergence of quantum computers and the power that they will have, they will be easily able to crack any encryption key. So fortunately, nature is giving us, you know, I think the possibility, in fact, there is a way, you know, that nature is giving us to generate these pure random numbers. And this is relying on actually quantum mechanics phenomena. And this is actually the core of QNC technology that is based on one particular quantum phenomenon called quantum tunneling. So without getting, again, too much into, you know, complex descriptions here, so this phenomenon is based on the property of an electron that when it's facing a barrier, it can either bounce back or tunnel through the barrier, I mean, going on the other side. And that particularity is due to something that is purely, I mean, a quantum physics phenomenon. It's the dual nature of the quantum particles that can be at the same time a particle and at the same time a wave. And that phenomenon is actually, when you've domesticated this phenomenon, you can use it as a source of creation, you know, I mean, of random, the random phenomenon, and you can extract it, in fact, random numbers out of it. I hope I'm not too complex when I try to simplify to the extreme here, but this is actually reason why, you know, we call it quantum random numbers, because they are generated by, you know, extracting that information from a random phenomenon.
You know, people that are looking at your stock, they're seeing your stock at 15 cents. And, you know, basically they want to know what's the size of the market for your company. I mean, if I'm looking at investors, is this a niche market or we're talking millions or billions?
Okay, well, that's a very good question, because I think till recently, in many ways, QRNGs, you know, were considered, you know, I mean, a curiosity. They were used actually in the gaming industry that needs actually these really the random numbers, you know, and also I think lotteries, you know, I mean, industries like that, that the core it is, they use the random numbers. But because I think cybersecurity is becoming such a crucial and strategic issue, and also particularly because the COVID crisis has exacerbated the problem. I mean, there are some reports who talk that an increase of four times, you know, the criminal activities that were, you know, before, you know, compared to before the COVID. So it's becoming an everyday in the media, as you know. I mean, recently we had that big issue, I think, in 2 days ago in the U.S. again.
You know, the pipelines, yep.
Exactly, the problem, you know. I mean, and it can really, cybersecurity can affect dramatically, I think, the economy and even our life of the common people. So the market of QRNGs, you know, is predicted to literally explode. in the next 10 days. There was a report that was issued in January of this year who predicted that the market, who is from a few millions today, okay, will go by the end of the decade, 2030, north of $14 billion. So this is a compounded growth every year of 60%.
So let me ask you, you guys are pre-revenue right now. Is that correct?
Yes.
And so when do you think that you guys will actually start generating some commercial application?
We are finalizing now, I think, our first product that it would be a sort of a portable QRNG that would be able to facilitate communications over the internet, in a completely secure way, and it will come in a sort of a form of a USB key and also a PCI Express card that could be also integrated to, servers, for example. I think by beginning of next year, we should be able to starting to see some sales, in the company.
Investors, why should they take a look at your company, QNCCF?
Well, I mean, it's a very good question too, this one, because this is a nascent industry that is not just a curiosity quantum technologies, because if you look at all the big strategic players in that we are very familiar, like IBM, Microsoft, Apple, Amazon, Google, you name it. And they all have actually used your programs actually in quantum, developing quantum technology or learning to use quantum technology to their advantage. So this is coming, it's not a matter of if, it's really a matter of when. And, the technology is advancing very fast. And it will be there, it's going to transform the economy and our lives. So, QNC is interesting because we are one of the very few companies that is publicly traded in the space of quantum technologies. So which means that the public could participate as an investor in this nascent industry. So, and on top of that, we have a technology that we call the second generation of QRNG that is very unique because most of the competition is relying on other, I would say, quantum phenomena based on photonics. We are the only one based on electrons. We have a very strong IP, and our technology is fairly simple, very robust, it can easily miniaturize it, and it can embed it in other electronic components very easily and very cheap to manufacture.
Francis, we got about 20 seconds left in the program. We need to wrap it up here. In general, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from the interview today?
Oh, I think that what I would like them to know is recognize that quantum technology is coming and is going to be a very important part and technological part of our lives in the near future, and that QNC is a public traded company that has a unique technology it's close to commercialization. And I think if the auditors here wants to participate in the industry, I think they should start considering investing in our company seriously.
My guest today has been Francis Bellito. He is the CEO and director of Quantum Numbers Corp. If you want to get on the ground floor of a quantum technology company that's going to basically reinvent cybersecurity, definitely, or take it to another level, take a look at this company. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol QNCCF. If you're up there in Toronto, look them up. They're on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol QNC. And if you're out there in Germany, they're on the Frankfurt under the ticker symbol 34Q. Francis, thank you so much for coming on the show. Hopefully you become a regular. Come back every 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to be part of that of the talk.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.